Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Reformed Coffee Shop. I am your host, Dave McDowell. Hope everyone had a good weekend. We have been going through the book of 1 Corinthians, and without further ado, we're going to get right back into that. We're working today. We're starting on 1 Corinthians chapter 8, so here we go. This is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, I believe, 1 Corinthians 8, because it really allows me, to me, it really gets at the heart of American Christianity, particularly conservative American Christianity, particularly conservative fundamentalist American Christianity. And again, this is evidently one of those things that the Corinthians wrote Paul about, because back in the exact chapter I'm looking at it here. Chapter 7, it says, "Now for the matters you wrote about." And one of the matters they wrote about was marriage, which we talked about yesterday. "Now food sacrificed to idols." And here's what Paul says in verse 1. "We know that we all possess knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. The man who thinks he knows something but does not yet know as he ought to know." Let me say that again because I didn't say it right. "The man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to. But the man who loves God is known by God." Now, I think there's a big point here. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Now, I have to use myself as an example here because I am probably the most guilty person of this of all. In December, I will complete my Bachelor of Arts degree in Christian Thought, and I plan on going to seminary. I've done a lot of self-study. I would, at this point, consider myself somewhat of an academic, at least when it comes to the Bible. Someday, I would like to be able to call myself a theologian and a biblical scholar. To say that I know more than the average person regarding things of the Bible is not an exaggeration at all. But the tendency for me is to use that, is to become full of pride. That knowledge can puff me up, put me so full of pride, and I can either use it, I can use it for the wrong reasons. I have been very guilty of using it for the wrong reasons, of beating up on people spiritually because I know more than them or because they don't believe exactly like me. That is exactly what Paul is talking about here. "The man who thinks he knows something does not yet know as he ought to know." So one of the things that I have done is I've basically told myself that aside from the Word of God, I don't have a corner on truth. And if you study theology at all, you'll know that many hundreds of men have looked at the Bible and have come to many different conclusions. What it says here in verse 3, "But the man who loves God is known by God." That's the most important thing. Another one of my favorite verses, I believe it's in Acts, when the blind man is, I know it's in one of the Gospels, when the blind man is healed. The Pharisees and the Sadducees come to Jesus, or come to the man, and they say, "What did Jesus do? You know, how did he talk about this, talk about that?" And the blind man simply looks and says, "All I know is that once I was blind, but now I see." I said once before, as I'm doing this commentary, that the message of the gospel is relatively simple. It's not very complex. It's complex to try to understand, but it really can be summarized in two or three sentences. And that's what you've got this situation here. People with knowledge like myself can tend to make the gospel seem so incredibly complex, and it's not. And I've had to back off on that myself. Verse 4, "So then about eating food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world and that there is no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is but one God, the Father." We already know that. So we know that this idol, according to what Paul's saying here, that you're sacrificing to, is nothing more than a piece of metal or wood or whatever it is. You're really sacrificing it to nothing, basically, or to wood or to metal, if you will. Verse 7, but not everyone knows this. Some people are still so accustomed to idols that when they eat such food, they think of it as having been sacrificed to an idol, and since their conscience is weak, it is defiled. But food does not bring us near to God. We are no worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do. There are still some people that Paul, what Paul's saying is, there's still some people that are so stuck in the mindset of an unbeliever that it is hard for them to get used to something like this, and it becomes offensive to them. Now, we ought to keep this in mind too, that the goal of this is not that the person stays in the weaker brother mindset. The goal is that they grow as Christians and that they come out of this. And that's going to become more important as we go forward. Verse 9, be careful, however, that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak. For if anyone with a weak conscience sees you have this knowledge eating in an idol's temple, won't he be emboldened to eat what has been sacrificed to idols? Now again, the issue here is that the weaker brother not remain weak. But what you've got is a situation where a person is being offended because of something that's happening that really is, and I'm going to use this example, and it's the best example that I can think of to use, who are offended, and some of them very deeply, by the use of contemporary Christian music